This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I once did an event with the CEO of a social enterprise, a bakery, that has a fascinating approach to recruiting. When there's a job opening, he takes whoever's next in line, no questions asked, and makes them an apprentice. The idea is to give a shot to people who might not otherwise be able to get work. Open hiring, they call it. Recently, a piece about New York's Grayston Bakery caught the eye of Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell and got him thinking about all the companies that cut back training when the economy tanked 10 years ago. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So training of American workers, that also was a casualty of 2008?
Absolutely. Training budgets were just slashed. In fact, it was one of the first things to go. And then during the recovery, and remember how slow the recovery was, you know, businesses, they had multiple lines of workers out the door. So they didn't really have to invest much in training. And this is on top of a trend of corporate America moving away from training anyway.
You'd think at a time of what is supposedly full employment that training would be embraced, but you're saying still not.
Well, you're starting to see a little more going on because people keep complaining about their lack of qualified workers. You hear that all the time, right? My reaction is, you know, I think we have a lack of training programs. And this thought came to me partially looking at the data, but also reading the story in Business Insider about this bakery, Grayston Bakery.
Yeah, this is a bakery, I think it's based in the New York area, that has a very interesting recruiting policy.
Yeah, no resume, no interview, no background check. It's kind of like first come, first serve when a job opens. But here's the part that really grabbed me, David. So you get hired. You enter a 10-month training program, including life skills. So you're an apprentice. At the end of the 10 months, you're a qualified worker. So that, to me, is what corporate America is missing. Stop complaining about qualified workers and let's start embracing training programs throughout someone's lifetime. And I think Grayston Bakery sort of highlights the promise.
And dare I even ask about government training programs? we've been talking about the private sector, but this is the perennial for we business reporters.
What's the right word? Pitiful? Public investments in adult education, if you're charting it out, it just drops dramatically after age 25. By age 40, it's essentially reached zero. Now, make an international comparison. We are in this global economy. If you look at Germany, for example, you know, Germany public expenditures on worker reemployment and reskilling training programs is more than six times that of the U.S. So again, the corporate sector, they're falling short. The public sector is a disgrace.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.